Hare Krishna. This is the Panch Anga Bhakti series, now being included in Tattva Darshan. Various classes have been given previously, just recently in July, and today is August 6th, Kamiga Ekadasi. There was classes given on deity worship and living in Vrindavan. Mostly the lectures and discussions we give in Tattva Darshan will center around the glories and practices of the five most important limbs of devotion, Panch Anga Bhakti, which Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Practice of these, any one of these five, without offenses and with a pure heart and mind, will very quickly and easily award one with Radha Govinda Prem and their eternal service in Braja Dham. Naam Sankirtan is one. Two is Srimad Bhagavatam Shravanam, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Three is Mathura Vasa Sali, to live in Braj Mandal, the holy Dham Vrindavan, or Mayapur Navadvip. Four is to serve the deity, Sri Archamurti Shraddha Seva, to serve the deity worship, deity Seva, with great faith. And five is Sadhu Sangha, to serve Vaishnava Seva, to serve, honor, respect, and hear from the elevated Vaishnavas in our Sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha, Sajatiya, Snigda, Gaudiya Vaishnava, Sadhu Sangha. Tulsi worship, the worship of Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Devi, comes under the Panchanga Bhakti of, obviously, Archamurti Seva, Didi Seva. So we want to describe a little bit of the glories of Tulsi that are mentioned in Brahma Vaivart Puran. Lord Brahma is teaching his son Narada Muni about the glories of Tulsi. And he said, "Listen, Narada, anyone who worships Sri Krishna with Tulsi leaves is freed from all sins. Simply by seeing Tulsi Maharani, one's sinful reactions are destroyed. By touching Tulsi Maharani, one's body becomes purified. By offering prayers to Tulsi, one's diseases become cured. By bathing Tulsi, one does not have to fear Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. If one plants Tulsi seeds and takes care of a garden of Tulsi, Tulsi Bagicha, he will attain residence in Goloka Vrindavan in association of Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai. By offering Tulsi leaves at the feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one will attain Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. Even Chitragupta, the chief secretary of Yamaraj, cannot estimate the piety of a person who offers obeisances and a ghee lamp to Tulsi Devi on the day of Ekadasi. The sin of killing a Brahmin, Brahmanhatya, or an embryo, abortion, is destroyed as a result of observing Kamika Ekadasi." This is the Ekadasi which occurs in Shravan Krishna Paksha, approximately August every year, Kamika Ekadasi. So they're very powerful. But he, in the context of Ekadasi, Lord Brahma, Brahma Mahashaya, Mahajana, Lord Brahma, he enunciated very wonderfully the glories of any kind of association with Tulsi Maharani. And especially on Ekadasi, one should do special puja, and on Dwadasi, of course, one should not pick the leaves. He's saying that we should offer, many devotees offer worship Tulsi every day, as they do in ISKCON, twice a day, morning and evening, which is a pristine example set by Srila Prabhupada for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In Vrindavan, most temples, the six Goswami temples, they generally worship Tulsi every evening. I saw that in Damodar temple, they would worship Tulsi. There are some nice prayers to Tulsi that we would like to repeat. Vrindaye Tulsi Devaye Priyaye Keshavashyacha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatye Namo Nama. I offer my repeated obeisances unto Brinda, Srimati Tulsi Devi, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, Keshav. O Goddess Tulsi Devi, you award bhakti, Krishna bhakti, and you possess the highest truth. O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radhan Krishna. Namo Namo Tulasi Krishna Prayasi. Namo Namo Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eyabilashi. Jetamara Sharanaloy Taravancha Purnahoy Kripa Kori Koro Tare Vrindavanavasi. Whoever takes shelter of you, Tulsi Maharani, has his wishes fulfilled. Tomara Sharanaloy Vancha Purnahoy. Bestowing your mercy on him, you make him a resident of Vrindavan, Vrindavanabasi, Brajbasi. My desire, Tulsi, is that you will also grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. More abhilash, bilas kunji diovas. Please, diovas, give me vas, kunjavas, bilas kunjavas, bilas kunjavas, bilas kunjavas. O Tulsi, my abhilash, my only desire is that I can live. I want to live in the kunjas. I don't want to live in palaces and buildings and ashrams and fancy rooms. I want to live in the forest so I can serve Radha Govinda Yugal. I want to live in a kunjavan, a vilas kunja of pastime, a beautiful, intimate, conjugal pastime, grove of forest trees and brambles and shrubs and vines and flowers. Vilas kunjavas. And within my vision, my desire is you'll grant me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dhamaki Jai. Thus, within my vision, I'll always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you, Tulsi Devi, please make me a follower of the cowherd damsels of Braj. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maidservant. E neva dhana dharo sakir anugata koro seva adhikar die koronija dasi. Saki anugata. Oh, please, I want to be a follower and I want to be anugati of the sakis. Alita saki, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Vishaka saki, Yashta saki, Asha Shaki Gan Anugata Koro. Please make me a follower of the cowherd damsels of Braj. Please give me the privilege, give me the qualification, the eligibility to serve Radha and Krishna. and make me your Nijadasi. Oh, Tulsi, oh, Brindadevi, I want to live with Sakis like you, and I want to Anugatya, Tulsi Anugatya, Brindadevi Anugatya, I want to follow in your footsteps and attain your eternal darshan and association, mercy and seva in the Kunja groves of Vrindavan. This very fallen, lowly servant of Krishna, Siddha Krishna Das of Govardhan, prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda prema sarajena bhasi. Bhasi means float, submerge, sink in the ocean. Nirmita tvam para devir archita tvam sarasare tulasi harame vidyam pujam grinan namostute. O Srimati Tulsi Devi, you are previously created by the demigods and worshipped by both them and the demons. O Srimati Tulsi Devi, kindly remove my ignorance and accept my worship. I offer you my humble obeisances again and again. While sprinkling water on Tulsi or bathing Tulsi, one should chant the following mantra. Om Govinda Vallabham Devim Bhakta Chaitanya Karinim Snapayami Jagadatrim Krishna Bhakti Pradayinim. Om, I am bathing Goddess Tulsi Devi, Snapayami Jagadatri, who is the nurse of the whole universe. She is Govinda Vallabha. She is very dear to Govinda Dev, and she brings life to all the devotees. Bhakta Chaitanya Karinim. Karinim. Tulsi Devi is the mother of the universe, Jagadatri, and the bestower of devotion to Lord Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Pradayinim. And if one is worshipping a deity, he can pour some of the Argya mixture from the Thakurji's Mahaprasad Argya, and while offering it into the soil of Tulsi, he can chant, Shriya Shriye Shriya Vase Nityam Sridharam Satkrite Bhaktya Dattam Maya Devi Argyam Grinan Namostute. O Tulsi Devi, I offer my obeisances unto you, who are the shelter and the residence of all beauty and opulence. You are even worshipped by the Supreme Lord. O Tulsi, this Argya water, which is offered by me with devotion. Mahaprasada Janani Sarvaso Bhagyavardhani Adivyadi Hare Nityam Tulsi Tvam Namostute. O Tulsi Devi, I offer my repeated obeisances unto you. You are the mother of Mahaprasad, the increaser of the good fortune of all, and you take away all diseases and mental anxieties. Vrindaye Tulsi Devai Priyaye Keshavashyacha Krishna Bhakti Pradey Devi Sativatyaya Namo Namaha. In the Tulsi Devi Mahatyam, Tulsi Devi Mahatmya, chapter of Padma Puran, is a very nice prayer to Tulsi. And I'll read the translation that was done by Kushakrata Das, the late Kushakrata Prabhu. This will be the English translation. Generally, this prayer, which is available in the Tulsi handbook, is in Sanskrit, taken from the Padma Puran. It's recommended to chant that on Dwadasi. And by doing that, all those 32 deity aparads will be destroyed. And Krishna will become very happy with that person and forgive that person. Ho, Tulsi Devi, the Munis, Siddhas, Gandharvas, the kings of the Naga snakes and Pataloka, and all the great demigods, they sing of your glories. Gayanti Surasattama. Even though the demigods have recounted many millions of your virtues, still they do not understand the full extent of your powers and glories. Born from Lord Krishna's bliss as he churned the milk ocean, Tulsi was carried by Lord Vishnu on his head. O Tulsi, I offer obeisances unto you. When you are placed on the body of Lord Vishnu, you purify everyone. As I worship Lord Hari with your leaves, please remove all the obstacles that are facing me. I take shelter of you, Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Devi, to bring auspiciousness to this world and to benefit the gopis, Krishna himself planted you in Dwarka and cared for you on the shore of the Gomati River. To bring opulence to Gokul and to annihilate Kamsa, Krishna served you in Vrindavan. O you who are dear to the worlds, in order to become able to kill the Rakshasas, which was the order of Vasishtha, Lord Ram first planted you on the shore of the Saryu River where he was living with Lakshman. And planting you is like performing great austerities. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, O Tulsi Maharani. When Sita Devi was separated from Lord Ram, she sat under the Ashok trees and meditated on you, Tulsi Devi. And because she meditated on you, soon she attained the company of her beloved Ram. Parvati, after being separated from her husband, Lord Shiva, she planted you, O Tulsi Devi, in the Himalayas, so that she would be blessed again to attain her eternal husband, Lord Shiva. Tulsi Devi, I offer you my humble obeisances. Tulsi Devi, you are served by the ancestors in the Dharmaranya forest of Gaya. Anyone who desires auspiciousness will serve you dutifully, O Tulsi Devi. When Sita, Ram, and Lakshman were living in the Dandaka forest, Lord Ramachandra planted you, Lakshman served you, and Sita Devi protected you with great devotion. The Ganga flows throughout the three worlds, through Swargaloka, Bhuloka, and the lower planets, and she is glorified in the Shastras. Similarly, Tulsi Devi can be seen by all the creatures everywhere. Sugriv, the king of the monkeys, served you in order to kill his enemy, Vali, and reunite with Tara in the forest of Rishyamukha. Before crossing the ocean to Lanka, to find the whereabouts of Sita, Hanuman bowed down to you, Tulsi Devi, and becoming happy, he accomplished his mission and returned back to the lotus feet of Ram. By touching Tulsi, one becomes free of all sins, even the killing of a brahmana. If one holds on his head the water that has washed a Tulsi leaf, he will attain the result of bathing in the Ganga, or the result of giving 10 cows in charity. O Tulsi Devi, Oh, Devarani, please be kind. Oh, beloved of Lord Hari, please be kind. Oh, Tulsi, born from the churning of the milk ocean, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Lord Krishna forgives 32 offenses for one who stays awake on Dwadasi night after reciting this prayer to Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. This is the Ashtanama Stava, the eight names of Tulsi Devi. Krishna Jivani Nandani Pushpasara Tulasi Vishwapavani Vishwapujita Brinda Brindavani. Krishna Jivani Nandani Pushpasara Tulasi Vishwapavani Vishwapujita Brinda Brindavani. Krishna Jivani Nandani Pushpasara Tulasi Vishwapavani Vishwapujita Brinda Brindavani. Oh Krishna Jivani, oh life and soul of Lord Krishna, oh Nandini, Tulsi who gives happiness to everyone, oh Pushpasara, oh Tulsi, you are the topmost of all different kinds of flowers. And if you are not there in Krishna's garland, he does not like to look upon the other flowers in his garland. Oh, Tulsi, you have no comparison. Tulasi, there's no one to compare. No one can compare with you. Vishwapavani, oh, Tulsi, you purify Pavan, the entire Vishwa, the entire universe. Vishwapujita, oh, Tulsi, everyone in the entire universe is worshipping you. Brinda, you are the queen of all the plants and trees in the forest of Vrindavan. Vrindavani, Tulsi, you first manifested in and you never leave the blissful, beautiful, charming, sweet forest of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Very interesting purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 39, verse 55, it's mentioning Tulsi. It's describing what a Krura saw when he was bringing Krishna and Balaram to the wrestling match in Mathura. And he said he saw the internal potencies and the external potencies of the Lord personified, because everything is personal. Consciousness is personal. Energy is personal. Shakti, Shaktiman. So Krishna has his internal energies, his external energies. So in the Tika, Vishnu Chakravarti explains, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna's Shaktis, energies or potencies, he has eight internal energies and eight external energies. And his eight internal energies, potencies, are Shri. These are the principal ones. Of course, Parasya Shakti Rivadaya Shriyate Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. Krishna has so many Parasya Shakti, so many unlimited energies, what they're sometimes described as Bala and Kriya, Jnana, Bala and Kriya, as three, but then there's actually thousands and millions, and then there's also eight principal internal energies and eight principal external energies. Shri, these are the eight internal energies. Shri, the potency of opulence, wealth. Pushti, the opulence or potency of nourishment, maintenance, and strength. Gir, G long I R, gir, a potency or energy or shakti of knowledge. Kanti is a potency of beauty. Kirti is a potency of fame. And tushti is a potency of renunciation. These are the six vibhutis or opulences of Krishna. There's also another ila, which is Krishna's bhushakti, also known as sandini, which is the internal potency of whom the element earth is an expansion. Urja is Krishna's internal potency for performing pastimes, and she expands as a tulsi plant in this world. This is very interesting because in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is describing Kartik Brat. And of course in Rupa Goswami's Stavamala and also in Stavavali by Das Goswami, I believe, is describing, and other places in the Radha Sahasranam is described, that Radharani is Kartiki Devi or Kartik Devi or Kartika Devi, the goddess and the queen presiding empress over the month of Kartik, October, November every year, is none other than Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radharani. In that section describing Kartik and Brat in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami goes, he describes Kartik is also known as the Urja Brat. And Urja is a name for Urjeshri. Urjeshri is Srimati Radharani. Urjeshri means she's the Ishwari. She's a queen or controller of all the different urjas or potencies. In Krishna's internal potency for performing pastimes, so she expands as a tulsi plant. So we all know that Vrindadevi arranges the various pastimes in the forest groves, and especially the forest groves in Vrindavan with Krishna and the gopis. And this urja is, it says, expands as a tulsi plant, but this urja shakti or Jayashri, Radharani, the queen of all these urjas, is Radharani herself. So there seems to be a relationship, which intimate relationship between tulsi and Radharani, and we know the Vrindadevi, her sakhi form, is a direct expansion of Radharani, Kaya Vyuha. A very interesting point. In the Padma Puran, there's a steva with the eight names of Tulsi Devi. Krishna Jivini Nandini, Pushpasara Tulasi, Vishwapavani Vishwapujita, Brinda Brindavani. So this phrase, or this word, Pushpasara, means that Tulsi is the essence of all flowers, the key ingredient. Tulsi should be, and she is, in Brajadam and Brajagokul. She's the key and chief ruling flower of all the flowers in Krishna's garlands. And there's some proof for that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the Yugal Gita, 10th canto, chapter 35, is called Yugal Gita because there's pairs of verses here. Text number 10. Darshaniya tilakovana mala divya ganda tulasi marumate alikule alagu gitam abhishtam adriyanyarhi sandita sandita venu. Darshaniya tilakovana mala, darshaniya tilakovana mala Devya Ganda Tulasi Madhumate Halikuler Alagu Gitama Bishtam Adriyanyari Sandita Venu. So this verse is number 10. Very nice. Darshaniya. Darshaniya means a person who is very attractive to look at. Darshaniya Sri Krishna. Tilak, he's the topmost, he's the most excellent. Vanamala, upon his garland made of forest flowers. Divya Ganda, divine fragrance. Tulasi, flowers. So the Divya Ganda Tulasi, the divine fragrance. So Tulsi has not a Gandha, but a Divya Gandha. Divya Gandha Tulsi. Tulsi flowers, Tulsi mandris and flowers, they emit a transcendental, alokik Gandha, alokik Sorab, a transcendental fragrance. Madhu Mate, and it's madhu, it's like honey sweetness, honey-like sweetness. And the Ali, Kule, the Kula, the group of the family of the swarms, Kula, like Guru Kula, group of the Ali Kula means the group of bees, they become intoxicated by that Gitam Abhishtam. It says Alagu, and they become, and the strong, so the translation is, maddened by the divine honey-like aroma of the Tulsi flowers on the garland that Krishna is wearing, swarms of bees, maddened by that honey, they start loudly singing Alagu Gita, means not lightly, Alagu means not lightly, not softly, but loudly. They start singing loudly for the pleasure of Shyamasundara. And that most beautiful of all persons thankfully acknowledges and acclaims the song of the bees by taking his flute to his lips and playing it. So this is such a beautiful description about the position of Tulsi, which Vishwanath Chakravarti points out in his Tika in this verse. These verses 8 through 11. Vishwanath says, although Tulsi is obviously glorified in so many ways, generally most people don't consider Tulsi flowers to be extremely or particularly sweet or attractive or honey-like, madhu sweetness. But Vishwanath wants to let us know that early in the morning, Tulsi emits a transcendental fragrance that ordinary people cannot perceive, but that transcendental personalities fully appreciate. This is a very wonderful sentence from Vishnu Chakravartipad, Hari Vallabha, Vinod Valeri Mandris. It almost, his Tika, of course, from 10:35, verse 10, glorifying Tulsi Mandri as Pushpasara, Tulasi. She's the essence of all flowers, the queen of all flowers, the empress of all flowers, and the most sweet of all flowers. But not everyone can appreciate different strokes or different folks. Those in tamagun, they like tamagun things. Those in rajagun, they like rajasic passionate things. And those in sattvic consciousness and sattvic bhav, they like sattvic things, sweet things, and peaceful things and attractive things. So they like sweet-smelling flowers, roses and mogra and jasmine and madhavi and malati and juhi and all these, and gardenias. Anyone can appreciate the powerfully intoxicating, attractive, charming sweetness of these white, beautiful white flowers. But Tulsi is a little tiny, tiny flower, little sometimes white flower, a little bit bluish purple, different colors, Sham Tulsi, Ram Tulsi, and very tiny, microscopic practically to see the flowers, not particularly seemingly fragrant. But if someone is a transcendentalist, if he's a Divya Jana, he's a devotee, a bhakta, Vishnu bhakta, Krishna bhakta, he has the sensibilities, he has a refinement of senses and the purity of heart and the clarity of mind to swim in an ocean of ecstasy upon smelling the wonderful fragrance emitting from a Maha Tulsi flower or from Krishna's Tulsi garden. So this page sounds like this sentence sounds like a direct entry extracted from the personal diary of Vishnu Chakravartipad. Of course, he was living at Radhakund on the banks of Shyamakund in his kutir. And as is the standard, every Vaishnava, beginning with even the prostitute Chintamani, was living next to, worshipping and chanting japa next to in front of Tulsi Maharani ki jai. So Vishwanath, like all Babaji's and all devotees, had a beautiful garden of Tulsi around his bhajan kutia. So many beautiful, dark, richly green and purplish stems, so many sham tulsi, so many bright and effulgent ram tulsi with their light green leaves, beautiful fresh green leaves, very vibrant and healthy looking. And he was surrounded by these beautiful tulsis, the queen of all flowers, the empress of flowers. So when he's chanting his japa in the morning, he could smell this wonderful fragrance, this transcendental fragrance, this Divya Gandha Madhu. This is such a nice verse. Shuka Muni is glorifying Tulsi. Divya Gandha Tulsi Madhu Matei. At the Alikulair, the swarms of bees, the families of bees, they're going crazy. Mata, Tuli becoming Mata, going crazy, intoxicated. I mean, okay, we smell a gardenia, we smell a rose, but do we go crazy when we smell it? Do we become intoxicated? Like Mata, Mate, like a man drinks a bottle of Diplomat or Scotsman or Johnny Walker whiskey, and he goes mad. He becomes mad and speaks and acts crazy and all kinds of, performs all kinds of tamasic, sinful, ridiculous, violent activities to himself and others around him. But the bees smell so many flowers, and the business of the bees is flowers. They're always with flowers. They live in flowers. They die in flowers. Sometimes the bees, the alis, are absorbed in the padmas. The lotus is drinking that fragrant, wonderfully sweet honey of lotuses, and they also become intoxicated there. But that's natural. It's a very intoxicating fragrance and taste, the lotus flower honey. And lotus flower Gandha, the saurabh and fragrance of a lotus flower, Kamala, Padma, Niraj, is very attractive to anyone, any sattvic person. So when the sun sets, the petals of the lotus close and they trap the bee inside. Sometimes he dies inside, but generally he comes out in the morning, he just rests there in a stupor of intoxication from overdosing lotus pollen. And lotus nectar, he becomes inebriated, a drunken bumblebee, and he sleeps out the whole night inside the lotus flower. When it opens in the morning to greet it, her husband, the rising sun, then the maddened bee, Mata Ali, returns to his wife or whomever it may be. So this is happening. But we don't read anywhere else that the bees go mad, although they get drunk, but they go totally mad when they smell the madhu, the honey sweetness of the tulsi. And that sweetness is so wonderful that it can't be compared to any other sweetness of so many sweet, beautiful white flowers of this world, as I mentioned, gardenia and mogra or jasmine and juhi, and etc. And of course, roses are there, and white lotuses, or red and pink lotuses. And they have Gandha and Saurabh, and wonderful, and attractive, and very satisfying, and pleasing fragrance, and so perfect flowers to offer the Lord for His happiness and pleasure. But they're not described as Divya Gandha Tulasi Madhumate. This is a wonderful glorification. So this entry from the diary, or what we're saying is a diary, come Tika, Vishwanath, he's perceiving it in the morning, early morning, the flowers open and the bees come around, and he's sitting chanting japa, chanting 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs on the banks of Shyamakund at Manasapavangat, meditating on the Astikali Leela of Radhika and Shyam in his spiritual form, his Siddhadeya as a Kinkari of Radha, a Palidasi Mandri of Radha, named Vinod Valerie Manjari Devi Dasi Kijai, or let's say Dasi Kijai. And he's perceiving that wonderful fragrance, that wonderful transcendental fragrance. But he's feeling sorry for those Lokik Jana, those ordinary fools and ordinary materialists. They cannot perceive that transcendental fragrance But he's saying, but transcendental personalities fully appreciate that sweet honey nectar of Tulsi. So Vishwanath is saying here that transcendental personalities, like himself, but of course he's not mentioning his own name in the context of this sentence, which is in to be expected in the true sense of humility, Trinadapi Sunichena, of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He's saying the transcendentalists, whoever they are, of course he's one of the greatest known transcendentalists to walk the face of the earth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Pada Ki Jai. But he's saying those transcendentalists, however, unlike ordinary people, they can fully appreciate Tulsi. And of course we ourselves are not transcendentalists, but somehow by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the holy name and the unlimited compassion of Tulsi, even this most fallen wretch can somewhat, to some extent, appreciate a drop of that sweet, special fragrance of Tulsi flowers and thank Tulsi for having that privilege to be able to smell something of her beautiful transcendental fragrance, her Divya Gandha Madhu. Pushpasara Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. So another important point here for those, because this particular class is Panchanga Bhakti, dealing with deity worship, Sri Murti Shraddha Seva, and serving a deity includes Tulsi, because Tulsi is inescapable part of deity worship. Without Tulsi, you can't even worship the deities. You can't offer a drop of water. You can't offer any food. You can't please the Lord and worship His feet. You can't offer Him a garland. So a keynote here, very important point that all pujaris and devotees in general should understand, is that Krishna's garlands are always interspersed. No matter what the flowers are, maybe completely a gulab or rose garland, roses everywhere, 3 feet long, 4 feet long. But to really please Krishna, the pushpasara, the essence of all flowers, Srimati Tulsi Devi, must be entwined in there. Some Tulsi flowers, not mandris, but open flowers, must be tied in with the rose garlands. Because it says here that the Tulsi flowers on the garland Krishna wears. That's what's being said here. Darshaniya Tilako Vana Mala Divya Ganda Tulasi Maro Mate. So Vana Mala, Darshaniya, that beautiful, worthy, most worthy person to see in all creation, that most desirable person to see, that most attractive person that anyone could possibly feast their eyes on, that's Sri Krishna. The most attractive of all persons who are worthy of seeing, that Shamsundar Govinda Damodar Madhav. He has a vanamala, which means vanmala. Vanmala means a garland made from forest flowers. That is also called Vaijayanti, Vaijayanti Mala, Vaijayanti, Vaijayanti Mala, which means a forest garland or a flower garland produced or made by collecting 5 different flowers from the forest. So one of those 5 should be Tulsi, or there can be 5 fragrant flowers plus Tulsi. That's understood. It's already understood. No matter what the garland is, it may be all flowers of Mogra or Jasmine or Bela or Jui, as you often see being sold by the Malis. But they don't put any Tulsi mandris in there. They are rather Tulsi flowers. They used to. I remember in 77, 1980, 85, 89, 90, up to 92 or so, when I was buying garlands for Prabhupada Radha Damodar, walking to Banki Bihari, I would see that oftentimes in the long Tulsi garlands, in the long rose garlands and other garlands, there would be Tulsi flowers tied in with the other flowers, interspersed. Every 6 or 8 inches, there'd be 6 to 8 inches of roses on the garland in a line on the string, on the necklace, a mala. And then there'd be some little Tulsi flowers sewn there between 2 rose flowers, and then another 6-7 inches line of roses and distance, and then some more Tulsi Manjaris. So this is the point that we should learn, is the value of Tulsi Manjaris, and we should, if we really want to please Krishna with a garland, we should try to include at least one somewhere in the center or whatever. One Tulsi flower, if they're flowering, which is not all the time, but whenever the Tulsi is flowering, we very tenderly and carefully pick those flowers and lovingly, with great devotion, tie them on a garland, and with the most extreme dedication and humility, we offer those garlands with the Tulsi flowers and manjaris around the neck of our beautiful Thakur and Ishtadev, our beloved. This is a very beautiful Tulsi Arti, which was penned by Chandrasekhar Kavi. Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani. Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani. Namo 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 Re Namo Re Maya Namo Narayani. Namo Narayani. I offer my respect to Tulsi Devi, who is very dear to Lord Narayan. I offer my repeated obeisances to Sri Tulsi Maharani, who is also known as Sri Brinda Devi. O Mother Maya, my heartfelt respect to you, for you are very dear to Lord Narayan. Jako dharashe parashe aga nashoy mahima beda purane bakani. Jako dharashe parashe aga nashoy mahima beda purane bakani. By your darshan, Tulsi Maharani, and touch, all of one's sinful reactions are destroyed. Your glories are vak. They are described, vakhani. They are described in the Vedas and Puranas, Veda Puran. And Jako Pacha Manjari Komala, Sri Pati Charana Kamale Lapatani. Danya Tulasi Maya Purana Tapakiye Sri Shalagrama Mahapatarani. Mahapatarani, the great queen. Tulsi Devi, your leaves and your tender flowers, your manjari komala manjaris, tender manjaris, are offered at the feet of Lord Narayan. Sri Pati Charana Kamala Lapatani, the husband of Lakshmi. O Danya, Danya Tulasi Maya, O Mother Tulsi, you are glorious because you have performed great austerities in your previous life, Purana Tapakiye, by which you became the eternal queen of the Shalagram form of the Supreme Lord, Sri Shalagram Mahapatarani. Dupa Deepa Naivedya Arati Fulanakiye Varaka Varakani Chapana Chapana Boga Chatrisha Bhyanjana Bina Tulasi Prabhu Heka Nahimani Bina Tulasi Prabhu Heka Nahimani. Whether one offers some incense, a ghee lamp, foodstuffs, arati, showering of flowers, or 56 food items and 36 types of cooked vegetables, chapan bhog, or chatrisha vyanjana, you may offer all these things, but without tulsi leaves, then the Lord does not accept anything. Prabhu eka nahi mani. he doesn't have man, he doesn't have any consideration or respect or honor for not even one of these things. Ekam nahi imani, he doesn't accept anything, your arti, your wonderful naivedya and 36 types of beautiful cooked sabjis and ghee and 56 different delectable tasty food items. If there is no tulsi, then Krishna will not take it. Shiva Shukra Narada Ora Brahma Adiko Dunrata Firata Mahamuni Gyani Chandra Shekara Meya Tera Jasha Gaoye Bhakati Hidanadi Jiye Maharani Bhakti Danadi Jiye Maharani Bhakati Dan Dijiye Maharani Bhakati Dan Dijiye Maharani Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani Namo Namo Shiva Shukra Narada or Brahma Adiko. Great personalities that are so qualified like Brahma, Shiva and Shukadev, Narada and many other great sages, Mahamuni and wise men, Mahamuni Gyanis. They constantly wander about searching for your mercy and favor, Tulsi. Dunrata Firata. Dunrata Firata. Dunrata Firata Mahamuni Gyani. Shiva Shukra Narada Ora Brahma Adiko. Dunrata Firata Mahamuni Gyani. Chandrasekara Maya. Tera Jashar Yaoye. Bhakati Dhana. Dijiye Maharani. O Mother Maharani. O great queen, O queen, O Maharani, O mother Sri Chandrasekhar sings your glories. O queen, I beg that you please award me the benediction of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. Very beautiful prayer by Chandrasekhar Kavi, glorifying the exalted and supreme position of Tulsi Devi. Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani Namo Namo Tulsi Maharani Brinde Maharani Namo Namo Brinda Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Brinda Devi Tulsi Maharani Mahima Pravachan Ki Jai Sri Murti Shraddha Seva Ki Jai, Sri Panchanga Bhakti Ki Jai,